Houston's home for Texas A&M Athletics, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to golf tournament for practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, there's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Ironically, that was the Coastal Carolina head coach a few years ago, David Bennett, at talk, and Tony the Hatchet Man brought up feral cats as soon as he's talking about Coastal Carolina. I don't know how he related them to feral cats, but okay, he did. And sure enough, that was – I wonder if Tony, you know, was referencing that or something.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. He just said feral cats are fight or flight. You don't want to have things backed up. You know, when I was playing the great sport of Frisbee golf, I was at Nottingham Park. Yeah. You know, that one of the great parks. It's next to Nottingham Pines and then Nottingham Grove and Whispering Nottinghams. But there was a squirrel, and there's a lot of people who go to this park. These squirrels have no fear. They've just seen so many people, and they're all – squirrels are all jacked up. Like, you ever seen that jacked up kangaroo before? Yeah, You've probably seen that. Yeah. It's really scary looking. These squirrels, there was one squirrel who would get up on his hind legs and he just looked right at me. And I'm like, get out of here, squirrel, or whatever. And I walked toward him and he like kind of tried to start walking towards me. And I was like, I realize now, A, there's not a fear of a human. A, B, I have seen a video before where a rabid squirrel jumped on this guy from a tree and just went to town and attacked him. And I realized, I don't want to be around anything that's rabid or feral or any of that stuff.
No.
Well, obviously not rabid, but anything that doesn't have a natural fear of humans, I don't really like messing with that kind of stuff.
Robots and squirrels. Yeah.
But if you walk next to a squirrel, if you make a move towards a squirrel like you're going to run at it and it doesn't take off,
no.
And just sits up on its top legs like this with its hands hanging down, staring right at you.
Ready to throw?
I got video. I'll show you a video of it.
No, I don't.
Oh, they clearly had no fear of humans.
Yeah.
So I just don't feel like messing with one of those feral squirrels.
No, well, and that
nothing
was
feral.
David Bennett is no longer the coach at Coastal Carolina. They're doing a lot better with Jamie Chadwell. And they are, how about that, you're Kansas, a Power 5 school, and you're catching 29.5 against Coastal Carolina.
That's unbelievable. Who's in the top 25
which
team?
Which side? Okay, gun to your head. Which side you got?
I'll take Kansas.
I'm not. I'm taking Coastal. They're that much better.
Kansas has no natural disasters to worry about.
Yeah, they do.
My grandma lived in it.
Right. He kept calling me Sean for some reason. I don't know why, but I'll try to figure it out.
He didn't say John. It was Sean.
Sean. It was solid to set it up.
I don't know if that was
he called you Lance. I think he called you Lance, but he called me Sean. Oh, well. Listen, how about today? CBS Sports Jerry Palm will be joining the Killer Bees at 1:30. And former NFL offensive lineman turned Jacksonville sports radio host Leon Searcy will be with the Killer Bees at 2:30.
Oh, cool.
So there you have it today. That's a couple of good gets. Jerry Palm, longtime NFL football guy.
He's got great insight into the way that the playoffs are going to go.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Speaking of the playoffs, the Cougs have got a chance now. The Big 12 has officially offered the Cougs to join the Big 12. That is awesomeness. So congratulations. It'll be interesting to see how – it's not going to be, you know – it'll be interesting to see where they are in the college football pantheon. I don't – you know, UCLA's win over LSU notwithstanding. The Pac-12 has been the dull, has been the doormat. The ACC has got Clemson, and that's about it.
Yeah.
The Big 12 is actually with Cincinnati, with Central Florida, with BYU and Houston. You'll lose Texas and Oklahoma, but quite frankly, I'm not sure that it's still not from top to bottom. And, you know, from top to bottom, it's still not a better conference than either the Pac-12 or the ACC.
No, and, you know, honestly, it is. And I know this is supposed to be cyclical, but doesn't this feel like it's been a long run where the Pac-12 has not been a factor? Maybe this year UCLA will be a factor. Oregon has a chance to make a big statement against Ohio State coming up this weekend. That's an interesting game coming up for Oregon against Ohio State. We'll see. C.J. Stroud, I thought, was very, very average. I know people acted like it was one of the great second halves they've seen, but he had a couple of long throws to wide-open guys. I'm really curious to see how he fares against Oregon in this one. Where's that game? Is that at Ohio State?
Yeah, it's in Horseshoe.
Okay.
That's so going to be difficult.
It's a big advantage. Yeah. Big advantage for them going west to east.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult.
For Oregon. But I just when you look at the conferences, I don't know what's going on with Pac-12 if they can get their power shift back. Forever it was Oregon, and that was a team. You know, and you say, okay, Oregon's really good. But you can hang your hat on that. You don't have anything to hang your hat on right now. The Big Ten can keep hanging their hat on Ohio State. That's not a problem. ACC can keep hanging their hat on the on Clemson. The problem with the Big 12 is when Texas and Oklahoma is gone, and really it wasn't Texas, it was all Oklahoma. Who is your team that you say you got to have two? If you're not going to have two or three teams that are legitimate, you know, playoff contender, not even playoff contenders, but you know, top 20 type talents. Who's the new Big 12 going to have? Is Cincinnati going to be that team? Because when Texas is gone, and probably more importantly, Ohio State. Now, I'm kind of disrespecting Iowa State because Iowa State is sitting at number 10 right now. They're a number 10 team out of the conference. They might be the best team in the conference. I don't know. And they're
right now. Cincinnati would probably be the best.
Matt Campbell. I can promise you this. I'll be shocked if Matt Campbell's at Iowa State in 2023. By the beginning of 2023, shocked.
Right now, though, Cincinnati would be the best team in that conference. I'd take Cincinnati against Iowa State right now.
Would you?
Yep.
Oh, boy, Iowa State's pretty salty. They can run the ball. Got a really good running back. I think I'd take Iowa State. I think they're legit. I don't know enough about Cincinnati's defense this year. So that might change. That's another one, though. Unfortunately, what you're dealing with now is the schools and the big. Now that Texas and Oklahoma are going to be gone, destination programs, it feels like all these teams in this conference are stepping stone programs.
Yeah. Well, not if they're Power Five schools now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Depends on if they look at this. If this is looked at as a faux Power Five conference that doesn't have the real juice. Then it's not going to be any different than being in a group.
Listen, right
of
now Cincinnati's the highest ranked team. They would be the highest ranked team in
what
the
are
conference.
What are they right now?
They're seven.
Oh, okay. So they're number
seven. They're seven. Iowa State's nine.
See, Fickell could end up getting away from Cincinnati. It's not my dad coached there. It's not a program that
change things though if they get into the Big 12? Does it change things at Houston? Does it change things at
if Oklahoma and Texas were still there, I'd tell you maybe. Without Oklahoma and Texas, you don't have anchor programs to me. I don't know that Iowa State is going to want to stay there. If Big Ten ask Iowa State to come over with Iowa, I think they'd jet. Why would you not?
If Cincinnati and Iowa State step up. Listen, Baylor won a national championship in basketball. You get a good college football head coach. I'm amazed. I'm going to tell you this. It won't be long before Bobby Petrino went to Missouri. Missouri State was the worst program in the country the worst program in the country. They were miserable. Bobby Petrino walks in the door, and he loses by 7 to Oklahoma State. Missouri State went there a couple of years ago and got trounced. It wasn't even, they could have put up 100 on Missouri State a couple of years ago, and they lose by 7 this year, last week. It is unbelievable what a coach will do. Bobby Petrino will be back in a Power 5 conference. Bobby Petrino, hopefully he's turned his, Sark has turned his life around. Maybe Bobby Petrino has turned his life around. That is one hell of a football coach. Bobby Petrino goes to a school. I will tell you this. Bobby Petrino could turn Kansas around. That ain't easy. Mangino
did.
Mangino had a good program.
Petrino might. Yeah, there's some coaches who just know how to do it.
They just know how to do it.
They just know how to do it. I just the Big 12 I really worry about. I think it's great for Houston. I'm all on board with that. I think it's good for the Big 12 to expand and get the best available. I'm not opposed to any of that stuff. I just don't know that it's going to matter, though.
I do. I think it's going to matter big
your
time.
Your biggest programs are going to be Cincinnati and Baylor. Because I have to say, Baylor, they're just a couple years removed from
TCU.
And they're a great basketball program.
I think Gary Patterson's got a – he's another guy. He's going to have to start winning again.
It's been something where Gary Patterson – it used to be like every other year. Like, yeah. Don't sleep on Gary Patterson this year.
It's been a while.
It's kind of gone away
recently. They got to turn that program around. You know, Kansas State has always got a chance to be a good football program. While Bill Snyder is alive. Otherwise, they just suck. I think it's a big move. Congratulations to the Cougs. Congratulations to the fans. You guys are in a big time conference again, and hopefully it'll stay that way once Texas and Oklahoma leave. But I think it will. I don't think. Hey, Wake Forest and Virginia Tech and Duke and all of these ACC schools, they're average at best, and in most cases they're below average, in most cases. And yet NC State, and yet it's big time football. Well, I don't think the Big 12 is any different. If you want to know the truth, then right. The SEC is obviously it's night and day, and then it's the Big 10. But I don't think the other three, other than Clemson, differentiate themselves at all. All right, 9-12.
No, that's it. I mean, you know, Notre Dame is a huge balance of power shifter. If they go full-time to a conference, they can shift a conference. But they wouldn't be a Big 12 school. They'd either be ACC or Big 10. That's it.
Yep. All right, I got to tell you about my bookie right now. This is, the games have started last night. Did you bet the Cowboys? Did you bet the over? Because you had winners last night if you did that. But here's the deal is if you don't have a bookie, well, we got one for you. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. When you deposit, you make your initial deposit, you will get, they will match that. So you have twice as much to play with. Well, even if you're on MyBookie right now, they will match that deposit and you'll have twice as much to play with. Even if you used to be on MyBookie and you quit, but you want to get back in, they will match that initial deposit. It's happening right now. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. They got everything. The sports book, they've got live betting, they got racing, they got casino. Of course, it's the NFL. That's what you want to play. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. They will match your initial or whatever deposit. Right now, everybody's, they will match their deposit 100% up to $1,000. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Dale Olay, or something like that, is joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk a little college football here on the show. His debut with us and this radio station. It'll be interesting to see what he thinks about the college football games this weekend. Big slate. We already got Tony Hatchabans. If you didn't hear that, all you got to do is go to – are we still on Podcast Arena or
– No, you can just go to ESPN975.com. Oh, there's a whole podcast
only for
page.
Like 5 months.
I didn't know. Nobody told me anything.
Yeah, they all told you.
Nobody told me anything.
Yeah, everybody told you.
So you go to ESPN975.com and you can win. Well, you can hear Tony Valentine, and then you'll have winners. He gave us winners today.
Did he? So,
well, he did give us
a money line play.
He did give us a new way to play DraftKings. Well, Hatchet Kings.
Yeah.
A new way to play
I'm
fantasy.
I'm going to stick with underdogfantasy.com.
Yeah.
But Hatchet Kings sounds like an amazing opportunity. You can win 5-1. If you missed it, you get to pick any five players, and then you go up against Hatchet Man, and then he'll unseal his picks on Tuesday to see who. And you can see, you may have had a huge weekend, and you're like, you can't wait.
Right.
You get to Tuesday on the live stream, and you get to see who his picks were.
Right.
So
it's a little different than everybody else is doing it. It's a little bit different than everybody else is doing it.
Yeah, it's 100% different.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little bit different. Anyway, so that is that's happening right now. We haven't talked about, the Astros didn't play last night. They still have a 5.5-game lead. The A's and the Mariners are tied for second right now. White Sox are now 1.5 behind our Astros. Astros start the Angels series tonight, which is, it should be awesome. We never know when you're playing a bad team, but it is going to be, how about Fromber against Shohei? That's nice. That is nice. So we got that.
That is nice.
Yeah. You got Garcia against Suarez and McCullers against Barria on Sunday.
Are you looking for 2 out of 3 again?
You gotta win 2 out of 3 against the Angels. Then you're at,
how about sweep somebody?
Then you're at Texas for 4.
What
then
about
Arizona
sweep somebody?
For 3, and then at the Angels for 4. I mean, you want to talk about this is a dream for most every team, and yet the Astros are you're wondering if they can just go 500 against those crappy teams. Wouldn't it be nice if they can just go 500? So just take 2 out of 3 from the Angels, please. Please.
Yeah, that's all you want.
That's all I ask.
All I ask is you play 66% baseball.
But all I ask is that you beat crappy teams.
That's not asking
too
much.
That's not asking too much.
That's been the formula for winning teams for years and years.
Not this one.
Beat crappy teams. They make it harder on themselves. They beat the good teams. Yesterday on the Killer Bees, Jeremy Branham and Joel Blank, they got Vernon Maxwell.
Yeah.
And Vernon Maxwell, yesterday, Deshaun Watson came up. Now, Vernon has had his issues at times with a variety of things, either when he was a Rocket or a non-Rocket, even when he wasn't a Rocket. He has had some different issues, and he said he knows what Deshaun Watson's going through.
I know what that kid's going through. I mean, because I was there. I swear, I literally,
yes,
I was there. I can put myself where he's at right now, and I hate that for him. That was a dark place in my life, and I hate that for that kid, man. I really do.
He didn't have anything. He did go up in the stands
He had issues though.
He did have issues though.
He did jail time for.
Did they ask him about his tweeting about Utah?
Probably. I don't think we have any sound on Utah necessarily. But he did talk about being an agitator of one Michael Jordan. He's known as being a Jordan stopper. I always felt that was a little bit strong.
Okay, if Mike heard that, what would Mike do?
Yeah, Mike might go 41 on him. But at the same time, Vernon made life a little tougher for him. The Rockets were the only team that had a winning record against Michael Jordan. But here's Vernon Maxwell talking about his matchups and how much he enjoyed what he did against Michael Jordan.
I was an agitator. I was a Michael Jordan agitator.
Well, he liked to talk, and you were more than willing to participate.
Of course, yeah. That's what I did, and I don't care about the other guy in the other uniform when I ever played against nobody. Because I just didn't. I can hang out with a guy the night before the game, and we go out and have dinner and have drinks and stuff. And then the next day, we playing, and he put his hand on me like, man, get your Yeah. Hey, and be like, damn, Max, we were just hanging out last night. And what are you, what's going on?
Vernon, he's something. He is special. That's good stuff. We were talking about this yesterday. What's your Rockets starting five?
Oh my God! I guess Jalen, Kevin Porter Jr., John Wall,
Christian
Wood, and did they add a big in free agency?
No, they got the 15th overall pick, though. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll start with him, though.
I don't know.
It might. It might. Stretch four, maybe. That'll be a skinny-ass team there.
Well, what? You mean the team that went, you know, 6'3 was too tall for him, that team?
Well, no, I said, but at least you had, at least PJ had some meat on his bones. This is a skinny team. But, yeah, it might be a Sengun. Sengun might be the guy that they would start. Maybe. That's just a really young team. But at the same time, it is what it is, man. Just play guys, get them experience. Get that. Who did you like?
Yeah, I mean, you got to play. Green has got to.
Oh, yeah. Thies, who they picked him up from Boston. They added him, the big center. That's who they'll play. He'll be the five, and Christian Wood will be the four. That I guarantee you that's what they're looking at. He started in Boston.
Dell says they also added Daniel Theis.
Theis.
Yeah. He's going to be the five.
I wouldn't be surprised if Sengun isn't it before long. He's starting. I mean, he's got a hell of a lot more upside. So yeah, I guess you got to start. Jayshon Tate, you got?
Could you? No, you're not going to start. DJ
Eric Gordon's
Augustine.
Coming back off the bench.
Armani Brooks, you've got not House. Jalen Green will be a starter, I would say.
Kevin Porter Jr. is going to start.
EG.
Eric Gordon's off the bench again.
Why? He was a starter with the Rockets.
Well,
he was a starter on the good teams.
Well, no, he came off the bench a lot.
No, remember, he became a starter.
Yeah, but you can't anymore. Not with Jalen Green and Porter, Kevin Porter Jr.
Why not bring Porter
off
the bench?
And John Wall.
Bring Porter off the bench. John Wall off the bench.
That's the question. Is John Wall start?
I think Aaron Gordon starts. I think, you know what? And that, you know what it could be? Here's what it could be. We're sitting here mixing and matching young players. You know what it very well could be? Here's your starting lineup. Kenyon Martin Jr., but Eric Gordon. It could be Jayshon Tate, John Wall. I mean, he may stick with guys that he had last year. Kevin Porter Jr.
That really good team he
Christian
had last year.
Wood. It's not going to be.
It's not. How are you going to get away from that?
Yeah, but that may be what he does, is just go with the veterans.
Mm.
Because ultimately, you would like to deal both those veterans.
You get the second overall pick. Jalen Green's got to start.
I would agree with you. If I had to guess, I think it would end up being
Wall, Green, Tate, Wood, and Theis. Porter Jr. is going to be pissed if he ain't starting.
I mean, Jayshon is like 6'4", 6'5". Kevin Porter Jr. 6'4". I think Jalen, okay, you go three guard. John Wall, Jalen Green, Eric Gordon, Theis, and Christian Wood.
And Sengun off the bench.
But then you got Sengun and Jayshon and Kevin Porter Jr. coming off the bench.
Not bad.
No, it's.
I don't know that Kevin Porter Jr. is going to like that situation, but
we'll see. Yeah, I know. I love that we have to be careful about, you know, Kevin Porter Jr.'s feelings.
Well, we got to make sure Kevin Porter Jr. is happy. Otherwise, bad stuff could happen.
No, I know.
When we come back, the debut of our college football expert next. I can't pronounce his name, so we will talk to him next right here on ESPN 97.5. GetRoman.com. GetRoman.com is what. Oh, Texas Star Grill Shop is what you need to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in both cases, you're trying to up your game. You're trying to up your game in both cases. In this case, Texas Star Grill Shop. The other day, I did ribs. It was the basic. We did about 3 hours at 220. You know, I've got a Memphis grill. They've got Traeger's, Memphis, Pits and Spits, so many different Green Mountains, so many different wood pellet grills that are all awesome. I mean, all of them are awesome right now. And you can go find them at Texas Star Grill Shop. I think people used to try to screw with me about it like I was somehow cheating. I don't care. I want it to be as easy as possible. And then you started having cook teams win at Texas Star Grill. At the Texas Rodeo at the cook-off. They started winning with Traeger grills and wood pellet grills, and then Pits and Spits got involved, and the whole thing changed. I'm telling you right now, when you can set your temperature and then forget about it, it's going to stay at that temperature with the different pellets. You can use pecan, you can use blend, you've got hickory, mesquite. You start getting brisket and ribs and steaks that you just flavor like you've never seen before, and that consistent cook is what allows you to have the perfect results every single time out. Go to TexasStarGrillShop.com. Find your grill. They'll give you, you can't find a big box store that beats the prices. They also have delivery and assembly absolutely free when you ask for that, and all the marinades and rubs and accessories you could possibly imagine. Four locations in the Houston area. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Hey. No one's perfect. I mean, you're not going to birdie every hole. You're not going to hit every pitch for a home run. Sometimes you're going to get into a slump. Maybe you're in a slump right now in the boudoir. And if you are, if you're coming up short, then all you got to do is go to GetRoman.com/John right now. With Roman, you get free online evaluation, ongoing care for your ED, from the comfort and privacy of your home. Don't have to go to those embarrassing doctor's visits or pharmacy visits. They send it to you. If medication is the best treatment, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process, straightforward and discreet. GetRoman.com/John. You complete the online visit, talk to the doctor, and see, and they're going to take care of it. They're going to take care of you. So go to GetRoman.com/John and get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now. Save $15 on your first month of treatment. You will love it. Get going again. GetRoman.com/John.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, bringing in a new segment. Apparently, we didn't know we were mispronouncing his name a few times, so it's we got clarification. It's Dalebert Olele is joining us here and now on ESPN 97.5, and he will be joining us every Friday to talk college football.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
So it's every Friday now?
Yeah.
I hope you figure out my name by next Friday, because I was telling Larry here that if you refer to me...
That's his dad, Larry.
If you say so. Okay. I've never met the man. If you tell people my name is Dalebert, I will... Oh, it's great to be here, guys. Thanks for having me in. If you call me Dell, I'll say, what's up, scum buckets? I'll be Philip Lindsay. So it depends. So you may want to stick with calling me out of my name, because I'll pretend to be the guest that's just happy to be here.
Well, you are happy to be here, aren't you? I mean, doesn't get any better.
I was here either way.
You got to be a professional now.
Do I?
Can't be that scumbag on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
That was just taking undue shots at a couple of heroes. And
now you've
got to be a professional. Now you've got to be the professional college football expert and analyst.
You spent the entire week, or at least the last 3 days, calling me out of my name, and I'm supposed to be professional?
I didn't know if it was you or somebody else.
We don't know.
We weren't sure if that was you.
Yeah.
No. I appreciate you having me on.
Has your show start? Is it start this weekend?
Started last week. See how unprofessional you are?
What?
Do some research.
You were on vacation.
I got back on Friday to do the show on Saturday. The Too Deep with myself and Fred Davis.
So you
started.
Could come back on Thursday so you could have done the show with me when John was out on Friday?
It's not my responsibility to help you now. I have other responsibilities.
You know what? One thing I have noticed, he talks too much on his new show where he's the producer.
What?
A lot of chit-chat.
I've taken a vow of silence. I don't talk at all.
So when is your show?
I heard Charlie talking to you, and you answered.
He talks to me. I can't just be silent.
No, you just go, sorry.
Sorry. I'm not allowed. I can't do that when he talks directly to me. So what was your question? Don't make those noises. That's a bad look for you, by the way.
So when is your show on?
The show, Saturday, it'll start a little bit earlier. We're going from 4 to 8, but normally it is 5 to 8. Like in that window where the second window of games is... the second half is just beginning, so it's not a bad spot. We're starting a little earlier on Saturday, or at least tomorrow, 4 to 8, Sports Map Radio.
Okay, on Sports Map Radio.
Correct.
Four to eight?
Cool.
It's usually 5 to 8, but I don't know why we're starting an hour earlier. We were just asked to, so we're going to do that. Maybe there's a guy who's got an who has an appointment on Saturday. I really don't have an explanation.
I don't know.
Well, maybe they got to go pick up their dad's medicine or something.
No, that's what I do.
That you always do.
Hey, what did you, week one, what did you think about? First of all, we'll start with your Miami squad against Alabama. Mm-hmm. Was Bryce Young better than you expected?
We talked about it when I was still a part of this trash bag of a show about how Bryce Young, the only way people were going to catch up to Alabama was if there's some regression at quarterback, and there is no regression. He was pressured, I think, 34, 35 times, and it did not matter. As far,
it didn't look like he even cared.
It did not matter. The first third down, he threw off his back foot. There was a guy in his face, this back shoulder throw that converted a third down, and it was they're off to the races after that. He is better than I expected, only because at some point I thought Alabama maybe not miss on a quarterback, but have, you know, a slow integration into becoming a great one, and it wasn't. It wasn't that the case at all. They are a machine. It looks like they're playing a different sport. I don't know what Miami will be, but they came in ranked as a top 15 team, and it looked like they're playing who they're playing this week, Mercer, for that first half.
It's going to be Alabama. They lost Christian Allen. There were some big losses, by the way, last week in football that are, you know, college football for the year. Mo Ibrahim, Ronnie Bell, and obviously Christian Allen from Alabama. I saw a defense that actually looked faster than last year's Alabama team. And then, you know, they've got a bevy of running backs, but Bryce Young is the one that really stood out because he just, when you got pressure on him, his lack of fear, because he knows once he's outside the pocket, he can do whatever he wants. That was really, really impressive. I wasn't as impressed with C.J. Stroud in that game against Minnesota. He was better in the second half. He threw to some wide open wide receivers. But how do you see Oregon versus Ohio State? Does Oregon have a shot at knocking off Ohio State, traveling to Ohio State and pulling it off, going west to east?
I don't think so, only because of the way they like to play. We don't know the inner intricacies of how that quarterback battle went, but the high ceiling guys, Ty Thompson, they're highly touted freshmen. They're going with Anthony Brown, the much traveled, was at Boston College, had a major knee injury, is now at Oregon. Mario Cristobal is more from the Nick Saban school than you're thinking West Coast, high octane. They get a lot of talent, but he likes to run the ball. He's built up his lines. I don't think he has the mentality or the wide receiver core to do it. Just because Anthony Brown is a guy who's like, you know what? He's a guy. I don't want to call him a jag because that sounds kind of derogatory, but he is just a guy. He's a guy who's going to be solid. Hopefully he doesn't make any mistakes. You can't win those games that way. Ohio State's going to have to make mistakes for Oregon to win, and I don't foresee them doing it. And to your point about C.J. Stroud, he wasn't great, but when you have Olave and Garrett Wilson running around wide open, it makes the job a lot easier. And they got those guys the ball in space early, and then he hit a couple deep shots.
Plus, you get your first game out of the way.
I think he'll be better. But the Oregon thing, people are hyping them up for some reason. I don't think Chris Ball has adjusted to the way you have to win games, at least against the best teams. He can probably find a way to another Pac-12 title, it would be the third in a row. But when you're competing for national titles, you have to change. And I think he's still playing the way Nick Saban used to play. Nick Saban adjusted because he saw the game changing. Cristobal, being his former O-line coach, is still playing that way. We want to run the ball. We want to play off of play action. He's the one guy who held down Justin Herbert. So I don't expect that changing with Anthony Brown.
How do you see Iowa State now?
If Iowa State's not going to beat Iowa now, when are you going to do it? Iowa had an impressive win last week, but their quarterback plays like is always. It's the same. It's a guy who won't be great. They hope doesn't make mistakes, and they'll run the ball. Against Indiana, it was two pick sixes that kind of got them some separation because Michael Penix, the Indiana quarterback, was terrible in that game. He threw three interceptions overall. Iowa State wasn't great against Northern Iowa. If you want to be generous to them, you just say, hey, that's a game where they're just trying to get through it because they know they have their big rival coming up. Matt Campbell's never beaten Iowa State. Now's the time. I like Iowa State in that one, but it's going to be a field goal game. Those games are always that way.
Yeah, it's going to be low scoring, and I think the advantage from a running game standpoint goes obviously to Iowa State. I think the coaching advantage, for as much as I like Ferentz, I mean, Matt Campbell is the hot name.
He just didn't look very good in his first week.
No, and we'll see. You just need Purdy to be, you know, it's not that different at quarterback for both those teams. They just need to not screw up.
Yep. What other games of interest this weekend?
I talked about it on my podcast, but I think this is a big shot for Michigan. Washington was nationally ranked. They looked terrible against Montana. They're still bringing in the quarterback who struggled. They didn't make a quarterback change. They hope to get some of their wide receivers back that led to those struggles. I think because coming into the year, there was some thought that Michigan, depending on how game one went, could go 0-2 because people thought Western Michigan would push them. It wasn't the case. Now they did lose Ronnie Bell, as Lance mentioned. I'm going to be locked in on that one because there's a path for Michigan to all of a sudden be not a competitor, not really challenging Ohio State, but maybe sliding into the two spot in the Big Ten East because you look at it, Indiana's terrible. At least they look terrible against Iowa. Penn State, despite the win against Wisconsin, it's still Sean Clifford. He still looks like the same dude. A new OC, still like the same guy. That defense is stout, though. If Michigan can be relatively dominant against Washington, you're looking at Michigan and going, okay, maybe we underestimated them. Maybe we look at Jim Harbaugh and go, that's a guy who's actually found a way to survive a potential firing and has got Michigan in a spot where they can win 9 of 10 games. So I'm focused on that one. And the games you mentioned earlier, Houston against Rice and Miami against App State, partly because it could be the defining moments in both those coaches' tenures and Manny Diaz in Miami and Dana Holgorsen in Houston. You can't lose those games. You lose those games, particularly after losing to Alabama like Miami did. I don't think the fan base ever comes back if you lose to App State at home.
Yeah, and Rice, too. Dana's got to win. I don't think there's any question about that. Got to get that fan base back excited.
Did you get to watch? No, you were back. What'd you think about Hudson Card and Haynes King? I don't know how much of those two games you got to see Texas and Texas A&M.
I was watching some of Haynes King last night, just watching some of the highlights against Kent State. I'm not going to say surprisingly athletic because I knew what he was beforehand.
But he is kind of low-key.
Yeah, he can move.
He looks smooth in doing it.
Yeah, he's not awkward at all. There's some questions about if he's going to be a guy you can just drop back in the pocket and throw the ball. It's Kent State.
Were you surprised that a white quarterback was able to move like that?
No, because Trevor Lawrence moves too. I've seen poor white quarterbacks move.
Was it surprisingly fast for Trevor Lawrence?
It's not surprisingly fast. I'm not you guys when it came. I know those. I don't want them playing running back for me, but it's fine if they play quarterback.
Well, oh, really? You don't want Rex Burkhead? Okay.
No, I don't want Rex Burkhead.
You're going to go Christian McCaffrey.
That's the obvious choice. No, I don't want him. Why would I?
What about Hudson Card? I thought Hudson Card looked pretty good.
Look, we were watching the game doing the show, and then I look up, and I'm looking at Casey Thompson playing, and I was like, wait a minute. I thought Hudson Card played pretty well. Why? It felt like Casey Thompson got the entire fourth quarter. Now, they were somewhat
I think they
want
to keep Casey Thompson from transfer.
That's probably the deal because we heard talk that going into this, like Steve Sarkisian didn't make the decision until late because he wanted to keep the other guy around. So I could see why. I think Texas got a good win. Texas is at a point where you can't scoff at beating Louisiana if Louisiana is legitimately a top 25 team. You got a solid win. You weren't pushed. They've had their issues in early games and it didn't come to fruition this week. You take that and now you go to Arkansas. It's probably the place you're hated most east of A&M.
Yeah.
As far as the rivalry is concerned, despite the fact that you rarely play now, I think despite Arkansas struggling against Rice for three quarters, that's the trickier ball game than the Louisiana one because if you're looking at that team, that's the game they've been focusing on. That's the game everyone's telling them to win. And Arkansas rises up to the level of their competition. At least they did last year under Sam Pittman. They should have beaten Auburn last year. I think Texas is at that same level. I like Texas to win, but I think they'll be nervous in the fourth quarter.
We're never allowed to ask any of Art's questions.
No.
But I feel like we can with you. Please ask Dell if he hates being called a young black Palillo.
Who called me that?
Art said that. I don't know. I don't know who's called you that, but do you want to respond to that question?
I don't hate being called young and black or a Palillo. No, I'm good. I'm fine.
Okay, Art, so I finally asked one of your questions after about a decade.
I think he made Dell that up. Is black? Yes. Yes.
I've always been black.
Everybody. Always. Yes.
Yes, I'm in front of the camera on Twitch, but there's been a camera in that producer's room. You guys know. Cut it out.
So we found out that Aaron talks to people during Twitch. You don't have long conversations with people, with other humans?
On Twitch?
Yeah.
Look, I'll be honest. Twitch is kind of the dregs, but I'm not going to lie. Not all of them, but from what I can tell, the ones I've... Look, I don't prescribe to the Joel Blank, I hate you. I react to everything. But the Twitch stream is aggressive. I'm aggressive too sometimes.
Plenty of trolls.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to deal with that.
No, not you.
Honestly, I don't look at it. I mean, I'll type a message about like our Twitch sponsor or something a couple of times a show, but at least a week or so. But other than that, I'm out. It does me no good.
One guy just said he's not wrong. About the Twitch about the guys. Twitch. Somebody in Twitch
look
said,
at you.
He's not wrong.
I didn't know you had all that bling.
Yeah, they put your face on Birdman.
I see that. Yeah. I appreciate it. It's better than what they've been calling me all week, I guess.
All right. Del Olale.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
That a boy.
Yeah, with the scumbags
four
right
to
here.
Eight. 4 to 8 on Saturday. You can check out college football with Dale on SportsMap.
So while you're watching your games, you can listen to Dale.
Yeah, so we're confirming I'm going to come here every Friday and talk
every
college football.
Every Friday. Well, although next week it starts at 7:15 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, yeah. No, you got to be in studio.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
9:30 on Fridays, Dale Olale right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I know where I'm going to be. Texas Custom Patios. I'm going to be on my patio this week watching football. The weather's supposed to get down into the, like, I think 89 degrees, which means, you know, and it doesn't get to that temperature until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'll be out there watching my games, and I can't wait. I'm really excited about, we got the flat top coming in soon and the new grill that I've got being added that has the rotisserie. I'm really excited about that. I would tell you this, if you are looking for your own space, the outdoor living space is something that I really am a big fan of, and getting the kitchen the way you want it, getting the outdoor grill, the flat top, the refrigerator, the sound system, the TV, the entire setup, they can create it for you, design it for you. You don't have to do a thing, and they can even finance it so you can get exactly what you're looking for. And here's the great thing. You're going to get dollar-for-dollar value back when you sell your home. There has never been a time better than right now to get that value back. TexasCustomPatios.com. Live your best life. Make your house a home with TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Golf Course Chevrolet, Witt, and GNC.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our final segment before the weekend. You got the Texans on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Texans.
I got a money line.
I'll take the points. Yeah, money lines. I mean, I think this is a game Texans can win.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of them. You're catching Trevor Lawrence at just the right time. They lost one of their young weapons that they were, you know, working with. You wonder if Trevor Lawrence has had enough time to really get on the same page as his wide receivers yet. Yeah, I think the Texans have a shot here.
Score prediction?
I don't. It's going to be lower. I mean, it's be something like, if the Texans win, I think it maybe is something like 20-17. Something like that.
I got 17-13.
That's yours, Lance? 20-17?
17-13.
Okay.
Texans.
What's the over-under on that? Is he even in the 40s?
Probably not.
But the Texans' defense was so bad. Offense is going to be so bad. Probably hey, like something like 41, I bet.
Congratulations to scientists. Apparently, the study that sex can relieve nasal congestion. Mm. Won a 2021 IG Nobel Prize. So congratulations. Sex can relieve nasal congestion. Another transportation prize went to the group that studied carrying rhinoceroses upside down to transport them. So this is important work that's going on. Did not know about the sex relieving nasal. You see me in here blowing my nose quite a bit.
Yep.
Maybe I get this job done. More stuff going on in my life. Maybe I don't know.
what stuff do you want to go on?
Have you ever found a pig nipple in your bacon roll at McDonald's?
No, never. I haven't had a bacon roll. I didn't know there was a bacon.
Well,
roll.
McDonald's customers vowed to go vegan after claiming he found a nipple as he was about to tuck into his bacon roll.
You sure it's just not a couple of clumps of chopped up bacon?
There it is. There is a bacon nipple. There you see it. Yep, it looks like a nipple to me. Pig nipple. You want a pig nipple. I mean,
bacon comes from pork belly.
Yeah, what do you,
that's where they are.
Yeah. What is Grimace, by the way? Do you know?
Grimace, what is the...
Grimace is the big purple thing at McDonald's. Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
It is gender fluid...
No, it really doesn't have anything to do with that.
Is it a gender fluid amorphous blob?
Nope, it's a taste bud.
Oh.
Grimace is a taste bud.
Why would you name him Grimace then?
No. I don't know.
You know what the word grimace means? Why would you introduce that into your taste buds and for the food? How do you know this? Where did you hear this?
Because
from?
That's what apparently one of the McDonald's owners said. This he has clarified. Everyone has been asking what it is. There's an OnlyFans model says she's too hot to have friends. See if you just agree or disagree. This OnlyFans model says she is just too hot to have any friends. Have and friends. She's not really lonely.
You can still have friends.
She can have, I think she could have friends.
You can have friends.
I think James Harden would like her. She could have James Harden as a friend.
James isn't friends with anyone. He's just acquaintances.
Maryland man that stuck a woman with a semen syringe got 10 years in prison for it.
That'll happen.
He jabbed a woman in the rear end with that syringe, and he's been sentenced to a decade in state prison following his guilty plea to assault charges. Have you ever been stuck by a syringe? Never mind.
I was going to say, you want to go down
no,
that
I
road?
No, I don't want to ask you that. Apparently, the Taliban has banned all protests that don't have approval first.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a big deal here and...
Yeah.
You know, in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, you've got to have your permit.
If you have a permit, you can...
have permits.
Otherwise, what's been happening is that the Taliban has been shooting protesters.
Yeah, I'd rather get a permit.
Permit. Well, I don't think you're going to get the permit for the protest, but okay.
That's just it. Yeah. You got to
it's
go...
You have
to go through the bureaucracy and the red tape of the Taliban,
which
are known for really taking forever to get the permits for
it's going to take a while, maybe ever, that you get it, but at least you don't get shot. So there's the two options. Charlie Polillo, it's better to listen to him than get shot, that's for sure. That
All right, here's what I have as we make it quick today. More likely the Texans start the season 2-1 or they end the season no better than 2-15.
No better.
He's not saying you have to answer it. He's just telling you that's what he's having on his show.
No, I'm just throwing it out there. Now.
Okay, yeah.
Did you tweet that?
No.
Is that your Twitter question today? No. I think it's more likely they finish 2-1. I mean, they start 2-1.
I concur.
Yeah.
Sunday in Carolina.
Yeah.
I actually agree. I think they get to 4 wins.
I think they might even be, dare I say, 3-2.
We'll see what you say on Monday.
Yeah.
Watch them be the spunky 7-10, 10th in the draft.
No, that would be horrific. That would be just
worst case scenario.
You know,
best case scenario is Pete's Fine Meats.
Pete's Fine Meats, yeah.
So you're going to go by. I went the ribs we had the other day.
I'm going by there today.
Pete's Fine Meats. I always tell you, get some when you're there. Get the tenderloin tail. Tell me you want to get the tenderloin tail. It's the best fajita you can possibly have. That is no on my kids. I have never had more tender fajitas than when you make it with a tenderloin.
What about the chicken that's fly open? Did you?
Oh, the spatchcock chicken.
Yeah,
Michael will take out. He'll take out the backbone, and you can set it flat on your grill, and it cooks really, really evenly. That's a perfect one too. That's an example of when you have a butcher, they'll do those things for you. They'll cut it the way you want. They'll trim up the Wagyu brisket for you. He'll even season it and get it vacuum sealed for you so you can throw things, you know, throw your steaks in the freezers if you want.
Yep.
He's got shrimp there. He's got eggs. He's got his own bacon there.
Oh, it's delicious,
so
too.
So many different things.
All right, so if you're looking for meat, there's only one place to go. See our man Michael at Pete's Fine Meats, Richmond and a Chimney Rock. Pete's Fine Meats.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real.
Let's go!
fun. Sports.